Well, I'm happy to hear that, Mike. That means there's still hope for you. Because really what this is turning into is those people that severely suffer from this IT OCD issue. That's why they're pushing out so many updates. It's becoming a sickness of the latter generation of people that grew up, that were born in this world with devices in their hands and swiping and looking and swiping, and the ones that became developers, they got this sickness, this illness. And they keep jacking with you. They won't leave alone. So I saw they're pushing out these stupid updates on some of these platforms every day. Now, like the ICOM software, you want to know why it's not updating? Because that's somebody that realizes that that's futile, that's stupid. Make it stable and then stop jacking with it. That's why they're not doing it. Now, hold yourself to the same rule. You've been working at this for a long time. You've been messing with your repeater, your servers for quite a while. Now that you got the stuff working right, do the same thing and set it and forget it. Just like the way they leave the ICOM software alone. They don't update anymore. There's a reason why they're not updating it, because it's stable. Because that's the only way we're going to find peace with this stuff. I mean, we use technology, but get it stable and then walk away from it and then find something else to do in life. Make it where when you pick up the microphone that, yeah, you can talk on it. If it's got a little bit of a memory issue, you know, a minute memory issue, something minor, it doesn't have to be perfect. Unless it's like crashing the damn thing every day, then yeah, that's something you need to look into. But if it keeps running, and you know, then it's really not worth looking at it.